Good morning, my little seedling. It really is a lovely morning, isn't it? The sun is shining. The cool morning dew is dripping from the flowers. The orchids are blooming. And there is my favorite greenhouse decoration, right where I've left him. Bound to my heart tree with vines, all on display for me to enjoy. Have you grown roots yet, seedling? You know what I mean. Are you ready to give yourself to me completely? To show me that you want to be mine? To plant yourself here and stay in my garden forever? Oh, don't look so despondent. Is it really so bad here? What do you think would happen to me if I was taken prisoner by a human? Do you think they'd keep me in a nice sunny garden, surrounded by pretty growing things? Of course not. They'd throw me in some dark dungeon without sunlight, fresh air, or any of the other things a dryad needs. I wouldn't get the sweet smell of flowers around me, only the dank air full of mold and other things not worth thinking about. Well, I suppose it's not really a fair comparison. We do have dungeons, too, though they really are much nicer than yours. But I'm not keeping you to make you my prisoner. You are one of my most treasured, beautiful things. Seeing my little seedling bound among the other plants I care so tenderly for brings me so much joy. I tend to all my darlings with gentleness and care. There's really nothing more satisfying than seeing how they bloom and grow after all the love I give them. Don't you think my garden is beautiful? Well, of course. You can't see how lovely it is to have you at the center of it. The way the orchids grow around you, the begonias at your feet, the trumpet vines winding their way up behind you, around the trunk of the tree. Oh, I can't wait to see you in bloom, little seedling. Here, you need water too. Drink this. There you go. Don't stop yet. You need to drink all of it. I know exactly how much water all of my darlings need, and that includes you, seedling. Open your mouth. Drink up. Stop fighting me, or I'll throw you into the rose bushes. You need this. I'm trying to take care of you. Just let me take care of you. Please. That's better. Drink it all up. That's my good little seedling. Now, you must be hungry, too. Let me see. What looks good today? Oh, you like peaches, don't you? I remember how hungrily you ate the one I gave you the other day. And this one, freshly plucked from the tree, looks so perfect. Look at how the golden skin almost glows. Doesn't it remind you of the sunset? You humans don't really see nature the way we dryads do, do you? That's okay. I'll show you all of the beauty this world has to offer. All of the delights that the earth gives us to cherish. Here, start with this peach. No, I'm not going to free your arms. I'll hold it for you. Remember what I told you. If you want to get your trunk and limbs back, you need to give me your roots first. Are you ready to give yourself to me? No, seedling. Not forever. Of course not forever. Just for the rest of your life. You humans don't live very long, but that's okay. There's beauty in that, too. Your ephemeral nature, I mean. I like the bittersweet feeling of looking at something beautiful with the knowledge that it won't last. It makes the moment of enjoying it more special, don't you think? Do you see that plant over there? The tall one under the archway? It doesn't look like much now, but when it flowers, it's so lovely. Actually, the blossoms themselves aren't the prettiest I've ever seen, but I love them all the same. That plant only flowers every 100 years or so. The knowledge that those buds have waited so long to see the light of day, to grace my garden with their presence before they disappear for another century, that is what makes them special. I know you won't stay in bloom for me forever, my seedling. But your time in my garden will be all the more precious to me because of that. I want to appreciate that time and tend to you, watching you grow before you wither away. I can give you what you need. And I know that you can give me what I need, too. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Here, eat this peach. I said, eat it. That's better. Why are you so resistant? I know how attractive you humans find us. Every dryad sapling grows up hearing bedtime stories of horrible men who fall in love with some poor nymph and fell her heart tree, leaving her feeble and mortal, unable to resist when he sweeps her away and claims her. Our trees hold our souls, you know. You've spent days with mine, with the nurturing warmth of my love coursing through the bark against your back. I thought that by now it would have started to affect you, that you'd love me. Oh, is that why you're fighting me so much today? You feel that love for me swelling inside you, don't you? Does that human spirit still want to make a last stand? No. Seedling, you're mine now. Whether you give in to me today or tomorrow, it's all the same to me. It will happen. And it will be so much more pleasant for you when it does. There we go. All done with that peach. You've got some of the juice on your face. Quite a lot of it, actually. Here, I'll clean you up. They really are delicious this time of year, aren't they? Oh, are you finally kissing me back? That's the right, seedling. Give in to me. Give me all of you. I see that you're growing a little tree of your own. Does kissing me like this really turn you on that much? I want to taste you, seedling. I've never gotten to suck on a human cock before. What's it like? Are you sweet like peaches? Your wood is already so firm for me. Do you think it will grow harder in my mouth? Your sap is so sweet. I've never tasted anything like it. It's salty and a little bitter, too. And mixed with the hint of peach on my lips, it's really quite delicious. That's it. Let yourself enjoy the feeling of my lips on your cock. If I were to suck the bulbs on the underside of your stem, I wonder if more of your lovely sap will come out. Oh, it's really flowing out now. So much lovely sap for me. What a nice surprise, seedling. But I think it's time you tasted me. No, I'm not untying you. You'll stay right there. Dryads are excellent climbers, after all. I think I like looking down at you like this. The branch is right in the perfect spot for me to sit, with my hips in front of your face. Do you like the view? Can you see the dewdrops forming along my slit? I want you to taste my nectar, seedling. Give me your head. Feel my fingers running through the roots of your hair. Now get in there and start licking. Yes. Oh. That feels so good. Suckle my honey, human. Make me feel good with your mouth. Fuck. Oh, I've never had anyone do this before. Are all of you humans so skilled with your tongues? Is it something that they teach you? No, no. Don't answer that. Don't stop licking me. Fuck, keep going. Just like that. Okay, stop. I need more. I need to feel you deeper inside of me. I'm going to mount you, seedling. No, I don't need to let you go. I can do it like this. Let me just grab the branch above our heads. Place my feet on the trunk like this, on either side of you. That's it. Now I can just slide myself onto your cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh, I'm going to ride you like this every day. Oh, I'm going to fuck you and take all of your seed inside me. It's all for me. It's all mine. You'll come inside me again and again, and you'll feel my love for you plant its roots deeper and deeper inside you as my body presses yours into my tree. You'll love me. You'll love me, my beautiful little human, and you'll be with me forever. I'll even let you roam freely around the garden during the day. Oh, because you've been such a good seedling for me. Oh. 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 Oh, and when your body is free, we'll be able to fuck in so many different ways. I want to see you every way, seedling. I want to see you bloom and grow with your stem planted inside of me. I want to hear your song of pleasure. Yes, just like that. Moan for me, human. Moan for me, my loveliest flower. My favorite darling. My little seedling. Oh. Fuck. Fuck, I need to slow down. I'm going to come if I keep riding you like this. I don't want to come yet. I want to come when you do. I want to feel my pussy squeeze every last drop out of you as it pulses around your cock. Yeah? Oh, fuck. Are you going to come soon? I can hear it in your breath. Yeah, you're going to come for me, human. Yeah. Oh, are you going to give me all of your seed? Yes, I want it. I need it. Fuck, I need all of it. I need you to fill me. That's right. Plant your stem deep inside me. Oh, and we're going to come together, seedling. I'm almost there. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me all of it. Oh, fuck. I can feel it shooting inside me. Oh, yes. Oh, put your seed deep into me, my human. Yes. Yes. Oh, that felt so good. Oh, fuck. I'm going to lower myself off of you now. I can taste my nectar on your lips. It's sweet, isn't it? Almost like honey. I hate to wash away the taste, but you need more water now, seedling. Here, drink this. That's my darling. Well, I need to tend to the rest of my loves. I can't just spend all morning with my favorite one, or the lilies may get jealous. I'll be back to feed you this afternoon.